momentarily out of action, temporarily out of gas, so absolutely dry.
This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross, back with Brian May, a founding member and the lead guitarist of the band Queen. The lead singer, Freddie Mercury, died in 1991. Mercury was very theatrical in his performances and his songwriting. One of the most theatrical and unconventional songs Mercury wrote for Queen was Bohemian Rhapsody. How did he demo the song for you before the band started performing it?
He sat down at the piano and and he said, and here's a bit where everything stops and there's an a cappella bit and then we come back in again. He had it all mapped out, and that's the way it was done. The backing track was piano, bass and drums, and I was sitting in the studio and it sounded great. It sounded intriguing and crisp and lively and challenging. And then as the days went on and the weeks went on, we started overdubbing all the different vocal parts, and as you probably know, you know, there's many of us on there. We would do each part a number of times until it was right, and then go to another part and multi-track everything. In those days, you're working on 24-track tapes, so you run out of tracks quite quickly. So when you've put down, say, half a dozen tracks, you have to bounce them. You have to combine them into one track and then move on, which is a dicey process because you're losing information at that point. You're also losing generations. And we did it so often on Bohemian Rhapsody that the legend says, and it's true, that the tape wore out. We suddenly realized we were losing top on the vocals. They were getting a bit dull. And we held the tape up to the light, and you could see through it. So there was hardly any oxide left on it. So at that point, we swiftly had to make a copy and carry on. So it was a very different way of recording to the way you would do it now, because there was no going back.
Now, you mentioned that this started as, you know, piano and then piano, bass and drums, but you do have a guitar solo, a very well-known one.
Oh, yeah, well, that's
one.
Added after, yes.
Yeah,
yes,
and course, yeah. And it kind of bridges two sections of the song. And
yes.
So I thought we'd hear an excerpt of the song and hear your guitar solo bridging those two sections. So here's Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody with my guest Brian May on guitar and also doing some of the voices.
Will you do the fandango?
Thunderbolts and lightning, very, very frightening me.
Galileo, Galileo,
Galileo Figaro,
Magnifico.
Oh, I'm just a poor boy, nobody loves me.
He's just a poor boy from a poor family, sparing his life from this monstrosity.
Easy come, easy go, will you let me go?
Bismillah,
no, we will not let you go.
Let him go!
Mamma mia,
mamma mia, let me go.
Beelzebub has a devil put aside for me, for me.
So that's Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody with featuring my guest Brian May on guitar. And how many voices did you do on that?
I'd have to go back and check, but a lot. Suppose.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, a few dozen, yeah, a lot of voices on there because we're singing. Normally there's three of us, me and Freddie and Roger would sing. John wouldn't. And we would sing one line until we felt it was right. It had the right spontaneity, it had the right passion, and it was in tune, and it was in time. And then we'd move on and double track it and double track it again. So you've got three times three voices at that point for one part. So you've got nine voices for each part. Then in some cases there were, I suppose, between six and nine parts on the record. So you multiply that together and you get a, about 80 tracks, something like that, I suppose. But there, by the time you've got 80 tracks, they've all been bounced down and the information is contained on much fewer tracks.
Could you explain to me what the Mamma Mia Galileo Scaramouche part is about?
No, course not.
Could Freddie Mercury have explained it to you?
Because I didn't write it. You should have asked Freddie. Well, you'd have had to ask him, wouldn't you? Yeah. I would never ask him.
Why wouldn't you have asked him, what am I singing about? Why am I singing this?
It's a funny thing. I think about it quite a lot. We never discussed what our songs meant. It was a sort of unwritten law that there was something in the songs which was very personal. And if somebody brought it in, you wouldn't get into it. You would just assume that they knew what they were doing. And it's odd, isn't it? I mean, later on it changed. I remember starting to write The Show Must Go On, and Freddie came and sat down beside me, and I said, look, I want you to participate. I want us to do this together. And we absolutely discussed every single word and what it meant and what we were trying to do. But in the early days, it never, ever happened. We just assumed that the writer of the song knew what he was doing.
So let me just play you one thing that I'm sure you're familiar with. Here it comes.
I think we'll go with a little Bohemian Rhapsody, gentlemen.
Good call. Yeah.
The delightful Wayne's World.
Yes. Mike Myers from the movie Wayne's World.
I have to thank Mike Myers for introducing us to a whole new generation at that time. It was amazing what it did.
What did it do for Queen?
Oh, it completely translated us to the new generation. And Freddie was already not well by that time, but I took it round to him. Mike Myers phoned me up and sent me the copy and said, will you make sure Freddie hears it? Could you? And I said, yeah. So I took it round to him, and Freddie loved it. He laughed and thought it was great. And he went, actually, what he said was slightly unprintable, but you can bleep it if you like. he said, We had a strange thing about America, because America's where we grew up, and it really made us as a group. All that touring, we used to tour every year about 9 months, and most of it was in the States in those early days. So it really formed us as a band, and we absolutely had a love affair with America. There came a point when it all kind of went wrong in America, and we were like the biggest group in the world every place except the States. And I don't need to go into it, the reasons or whatever, it doesn't really matter. But it was very difficult for us to sort of get back. And there's a whole kind of gap in Queen history if you view it from America. And Freddie was very aware of that. And we never really came back and toured the way we should have done. Every place else in the world we played football stadiums, but it never happened in the States. And Freddie, when I played him this thing, said... he said, it might do for us what nothing else would do. And he was dead right. It's amazing that even the fact that Freddie died didn't make that much of a difference. But the fact that Wayne's World put it in their film did make a difference. And I suppose the quote that I'm steering clear of is that Freddie at one point said to me, I suppose I'll have to die before we ever get big in America again. And that's a strange quote. But it sort of came true in a very strange way. But Wayne's World was the vehicle through which young people discovered Queen, a whole new set of young people. And it was great for us, and I guess still is.
Have you heard the Muppets version of Bohemian Rhapsody?
Yes, of course, yeah.
It's really fun. Can I play that for our listeners?
Yeah, you can. Well, we had to have heard it because it's us on the record. They asked us if they could do it, and they said, look, we can sing this and we can perform it, but we can't really play it, so can we use your actual track? So
Generally,
we don't let anybody do that. But in this case, because it's the venerable Muppets, we said, yes, we'll do that with you. So, yes, we produced it with them.
It's so much fun. So here's part of it.
I see a little silhouette of a clam. Scaramouche, Scaramouche, will you do the fandango?
Thunderbolt and lightning, very, very frightening.
Me, 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 me. Galileo,
me, 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 me.
Galileo, Galileo, Figaro.
I'm just a poor boy, nobody loves me.
He's just a poor boy from a poor family, sparing his life from this
monstrosity. No, no, no.
Easy come, easy go, will you let me go?
No, no, no.
Let me throw.
No, no, no. They will not let you throw.
Let me blow.
No, no, no. They will not let you blow.
Let me jump.
Do not like your jokes.
Let me jump.
Do not like your jokes.
Let me jump.
No, 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 no! For Nigiri, for Nigiri!
Mamma mia, let me go!
Does anyone know if there is a part for me? For me, for me!
That's the Muppets version of Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody. We'll talk more with Queen's lead guitarist, Brian May, after a break. May has co-written a new book collecting stereoscopic photos from the 1850s called A Village Lost and Found. This is Fresh Air.